New York gun owners are fighting back against the state's new gun control law. WNYC's Robert Lewis has been following the story, which took him to a gun show in Albany this past weekend where thousands turned out.
It's a good time to be a recruiter for the National Rifle Association because business could not be better.
How you doing, sir? You need to join a renew?
I gave up on you guys, but I think I'm going to get back in.
Very good. Instead of 35, it's only 25.
Yeah, well, I'm going to. I wish my wife was here.
You can sign her up. You know her name?
Harry Jacobs has been an NRA recruiter for 14 years. He's at shows almost every weekend and was in Albany this past for a gun show in the State Convention Center. That's the same place where just weeks ago, Governor Andrew Cuomo gave his State of the State speech.
This is not taking away people's guns. I own a gun. I own a Remington shotgun.
He called for a crackdown on guns following December's deadly shooting of 26 people at an elementary school in Newtown, Connecticut.
It is about ending the unnecessary risk of high-capacity assault rifles. That's what this is about.
Shortly after that speech, Cuomo pushed through one of the toughest gun control laws in the country. And now President Barack Obama is also looking to clamp down on guns. That means more recruits for Harry Jacobs.
Well, Clinton gave us over 1 million new members. And Obama's going to give us a hell of a lot more than that.
Security was tight at the New York State Arms Collectors Association's annual two-day show last weekend. There was one entrance and exit to the event. State police blocked other doors, and guns were tagged so officials could check to make sure buyers on their way out had gone through a full background check. Harry Jacobs set up the NRA booth just inside the entrance. He normally signs up 120 new or renewing members over the two-day show. He had already reached that number by the middle of the first day this year.
Anybody else need to join or renew? $10 off of the hat. Help protect your gun rights. Tack on a year.
Chris McClelland was on his way out with his little girl when he stopped to join. McClelland said he's been hunting and shooting guns since he was a little kid growing up in the middle of nowhere. But this is the first time he's been a card-carrying member of the NRA.
I've been thinking about doing it for a while, and I want to support somebody who's going to help protect my gun rights now that they're trying to take them.
And it's not just adults joining the NRA. A number of parents at the show had their kids join. The New York Times recently reported that gun rights groups are trying hard to enroll a new generation. Harry Jacobs said his sales and cash donations went to support that effort.
Everything we sell up here goes for junior membership. For some reason, we keep getting older.
Pauline Dion became an NRA member over the weekend. Like others, she is looking for the organization to not just fight possible changes at the federal level, but to get the state law overturned. Dion owns a rifle that is now considered an illegal assault weapon under the new state law. She can keep it because she had it before the law passed, but she and other owners are supposed to register the guns with the state. Dion said she knows some owners who say, no way.
They said they're just not going to comply. They've had their guns for 15, 20 years. They're just not going to comply. And we're actually, my sister and several of us are writing to sheriff's offices and such like that and asking them, are they going to enforce that law? And a lot of them are saying no, they won't. They'll turn their head the other way.
A sense of defiance filled the convention center. Show organizers struggled to contain it or at least keep it from spilling out in front of the media.
We don't like the press just wandering around
no.
and doing their own thing. That's sort of the way it looks.
Show manager Sandy Ackerman Klinger tried to keep reporters from walking around and talking to vendors, anxious about what some would say and that an incendiary comment might go viral on YouTube.
I'm still worried about some of the people that you interview might say the wrong thing, even our own vendors. You could interview me, I say something stupid. I'm a girl. What do I know? So, freedom of speech, you're
sure.
doing your job.
Some did decide to exercise their First Amendment rights.
This is communism. They want to destroy the Constitution of the United States. All of the liberals that are out there, all the leftists.
Standing in front of the NRA table, Tom Cameron voiced his opposition to the New York law, despite the fact he doesn't actually own any guns that are now considered illegal.
If you give them bastards the right to take away a semi-automatic gun, they're going to be after your grandfather's old Browning automatic five shotgun, your 740 Remington Woodsmaster. Every gun that's a semi-automatic, which means you have to pull the trigger each time it shoots, that's what they'll go after. You can't give them an inch.
While Cameron had some of the more extreme comments, people everywhere seemed to be talking about the law. or they were when they weren't shopping. Bullets, 10-round magazines, and all manner of guns were flying off tables. That meant good business for vendor Carol Heath.
It's been very busy. People have been looking for .22 ammo, which we are out of, so I haven't been able to help them with that. And basically, they're just trying to pick up what they need, probably because they have heard that ammo is very short in supply.
Some customers at the show grumbled that boxes of bullets were double their normal price, but many kept buying. The new state law does require background checks for bullet sales and provides for tracking large purchases, but that portion of the law hasn't gone into effect yet. For WNYC, I'm Robert Lewis.